As I started this year with a list of things I want to accomplish, I was consumed by worries and anxious thoughts that weighed me down. What if? The possibilities of how things could go wrong flashed through my mind, but I was reminded of God's promises in His Word, the Bible. In the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 29, Jesus said, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet, I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." When we start to worry, why not try to imagine what is the worst outcome that can happen? How do we prepare, and what can we do when it really happens? We may find ourselves more at peace when we think and we are prepared to handle the worst outcome possible. Most of the time, however, what we worry about do not happen. Furthermore, our Heavenly Father will not leave us alone to face the future. We can rest in His assurance. He alone knows what is best for us, and there is nothing He cannot do in our lives. We just need to trust and walk with Him daily in obedience. I heard from someone and was reminded that when we worry, we are telling God that He is not enough. Let us remember that He is in control. Our Heavenly Father cares for us more than we know. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and praise, for You are good all the time. How blessed we are to be called Your children through what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. We repent of our unbelief and receive Your mercy and grace. You are our loving Father who provides our needs and holds tomorrow. We pray that our days be filled with joy and peace as we walk this life journey with You in full assurance of faith. May Your name be glorified in and through us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, thank you for journeying with me. May God bless you.